have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
That's what I
yeah.
was created for. Whoa. I was created for. No, I believe in that. I was created for. Whoa. Bless your name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise your name, Father God, which art in heaven. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father God, on today. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I bless your holy name, Father God. I bless your holy name. I adore you. Hallelujah. I make known, Lord God, to you adoration, and I love you on today. I bless your name, Elohim. You are the creator of heaven and earth. As the man of God said, we praise your name. We lift up your name. Hallelujah. It is you who made us, you who crowns us with glory. Hallelujah. And honor, Father God. Our honor is not from man, but from you, and you are God, the God of might and strength. And on today, we hallow your name. We bless you. Oh, my God, today I'm on 100 because you're El Shaddai. You are the God Almighty. Hallelujah. You are the breasty one, as the word says. Hallelujah. You are all bountiful and all sufficient, my God, today. Lord God, I thank you and I praise your name. I bless your name because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who sees my needs and provides for them, Lord God. There is nothing missing, nothing broken. Oh, my God, today you are the good shepherd and we hallow your name, Father God. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are a healer. The healer, Lord God, of all of our dis-ease and disease. Hallelujah. You make the bitter experiences sweet. You sent your word and healed us. You forgave us of all our iniquities. You healed us of all of our disease. I'm on 100, people of God. I bless his name. Oh, glory to God, because he is Jehovah Makedesh. He is my sanctifier. He is the one who consecrates me. He sets me apart for himself. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Nissi to me because his victory is my victory. And his banner over you, over me, hallelujah, is love. Glory to God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he lifts up a standard against them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We were created to worship him. So I hallow his name. I bless his name on today. Day. He is Jehovah Shalom to me. He's my peace. He's your peace, the peace of God that transcends all understanding, that mounts guard over our heart and over our mind. It quiets our souls. Hallelujah. It transcends all understanding. Hallelujah. It mounts guard, people of God, over our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. Receive that on today. So many are losing their mind, literally. But I bless him on today because he is also your righteousness, my righteousness. Jehovah Sitkanu, glory to God. I thank him. When he was placed on the cross at Calvary, he became sin, the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice for you, for me, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I'm on 100. He is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Receive that on today. He is all good. He's a good God. He's all sufficient. Hallelujah. And I hallow his name on today. I worship him, people of God, with every inch of my fiber, with every cell within this mortal body. I worship him. I adore him. I praise and honor his name today. El Elyon, the most high God, the only God who is the first, hallelujah, and the beginning. He is the possessor of the heavens and the earth. He is the everlasting God, the great God, the living God. Oh, my God, today.
today. He is the merciful God, the faithful God, faithful, faithful, faithful people of God. He is the mighty God. He is greater than any COVID or variant or any plague, glory to God. He is the truth. He is our justice, our righteousness, our perfection. Hallelujah. And I exalt him on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were created to worship you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you know that, people of God, the word says in Revelation 4:11, you, our Father, Yahweh, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. You created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. We were created to worship, people of God. So if anything that I've released in the atmosphere, lift up your hands now and receive. Hallelujah. I bless his name. I exalt his name. I extol his name. I lift up his name here on Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God. On Calvary, glory to God. He looked upon humanity and everything changed. Hallelujah. He said, it is finished. So when the storms are raging, when the noise of the enemy attempts to disrupt you, remember, the Lord is near to all who call upon him. There is a fresh start. Hallelujah. Receive this fresh wine in the name of Jesus. Hey, oh, glory to God. I'm on 100. I'm not going to apologize for it, but this is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle Dawn Westbrook, also known as P.D. Westbrook of Healing Mountains Ministries International. And that's what we do. Listen, it is obvious, glory to God, thank you, Holy Ghost. It is obvious that there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms. People of God, open your eyes and see. We have been given the authority. Hallelujah. We are the legislative body of Christ. So we have the authority to speak and say something. Hallelujah. To create change by the words that we release from our mouth. Hallelujah. And we will Shabbat our awesome God and encourage you, our listening audience, on today. Because this day, today, the day you woke up, the day your eyes opened, amen, the day that you crawled or just jumped out of the bed, glory to God, the day that you breathe on today, this is the day the Lord has created and made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, glory to God. We are here to inspire you to move in the realm of his glory. Hallelujah. Because in the glory of God, things happen. Things change. Things shift. Hallelujah. So today, on Shabbat Saturday, I thank you, every one of you, for tuning in on this very, very special Shabbat Saturday, glory to God. And I want you to know something, people of God. I share this from my heart. He has been so, so kind to me. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you've been so kind. You've been so good. Hallelujah. He has been so kind to me, and he has been so kind and good to you. Hallelujah. I just think about, you know, if he could, in his own strength and power, just say, I'm done with humanity. Let me start over, reset. Hallelujah. Just like he did during the days of Noah. But he's not doing that with us. It is overwhelming, and it's never, hallelujah, that his love that is so incomprehensible. It never ends. It never ceases. Amen. I have come to the decision. I have settled it in my heart that loving Yeshua means literally nothing else matters. The accolades, the titles, the platforms, the notoriety, the likes, amen, the brands, hallelujah, have nothing in comparison to who he is in my life. And if you do not have him, amen, it means nothing. It is dung, D-U-N-G. And again, his love, It is overwhelming and never ending. It is absolutely incomprehensible, the love of God. He found me. Hallelujah. The Song of Solomon says in 3:4, He, God, is the one my soul loves. So now more than that, I now regard all things as liabilities, people of God, compared to the far greater value of knowing, hallelujah, Yeshua Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom, hallelujah, I have suffered the loss of all things. Indeed, I regard them as dung. They mean nothing compared to the eternal relationship that I have with him. And no, it's not just relationship. It's intimacy. Nothing compares to that. Scripture says that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not because I have my own righteousness derived from the law, but because I have the righteousness that comes by the way of Christ's faithfulness. A righteousness from God that is, in fact, based on his faithfulness, my God, today. So my aim is to know him, to experience the power of his resurrection, to share in his sufferings, and to be like in his death. Amen. As he is, so am I, according to Scripture, Philippians 3, verse 8 through 10. Amen. I understand there are things in your life that are regrettable, things that you wish had been different. But I also know that wishing will not erase what was. But we are to press on and set our sight on doing what, you know, what is best for him, moving forward with a determination to fulfill your destiny and purpose that he has placed, rubber stamped on you, glory to God. And do not look back. I pray that he will grant you according to your heart's desire and that you fulfill all your purpose according to what is written in the book of life concerning you. And my prayer is that you will let him in. Hallelujah. Because he knows your heart. He understands your deepest wants and needs. And he knows your every intention. Hallelujah. You know, he knows you better than you know yourself. And there is nowhere you could go to escape his presence. And nothing, hallelujah, is hid from him. And right now, I'm asking him to give you divine wisdom, divine understanding, divine guidance in this hour. Hallelujah. He is ever making intercession for us, people of God. Hallelujah. Your soul may be weary and you may be tired. I understand that. But God, he is our Father. And even though you may feel like you can't move further or forward or see what's ahead, he sees you. He knows you. Hallelujah. He is even guiding you. For he says in his word that all things will work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. He will show you the path. He will lead to abundant life. He will convict you, amen, when you are tempted to stray away. But as he guides you, he restores. Hallelujah. He will restore. Hallelujah. So place your hope in him at all times. Because he knows all things. Hallelujah. And your life is being held together even by him. He is your strength in times of need. He has become your salvation. So allow him to hold you close. Allow him to teach you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling he has given. Amen. Allow him to direct your steps as he guards your life. Allow him, amen, to be God, and let your life glorify him in Jesus' name. I am so thankful that he has given his angels charge over me, charge over you, amen, because of his goodness. Glory to God. And I know that there are people within the body of Christ that are contending with guilt and shame of things that they just can't talk about, amen. But the spirit of guilt and shame is not from God. He does not condemn us. Amen. That is not his voice. He doesn't talk about your lack. Ah, he talks about his abundance. Mm. He doesn't talk about your sickness or the disease. He talks about his healing virtue that is available to you. Amen. He doesn't talk about your past. He talks about your future and who you are in him. He does not condemn us. That is not the voice of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even when you are at your lowest, he does not condemn you. He convicts. God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And the goodness of God leads to repentance. There's this song, or rather these lyrics that I've been hearing in my spirit all today before the broadcast. Amen. It's titled Touch of Heaven. And the lyrics that just resonate in my spirit was, Lord, I know my heart wants more of you. My heart wants something new. So I surrender all. All I want is to live within your love. Be undone by who you are. So my desire is to know you deeper. Lord, I will open up again. I will throw my fears into the wind. I am desperate for a touch of heaven. Selah. People of God, I am so excited now about what he is going to do, what he is doing, what he has done. And so I pray that my guest is with me. Amen. Apostle June Thomas, are you there? I just want you to come forward. Amen. And also just to chime in what the Spirit of the Lord has laid upon your heart, but most importantly, to share with the people of God about this mandate for this hour that is pressing upon your heart from the Father God. Are you there, Apostle June Thomas? I pray that you unmuted her. Amen. Dr. Kimmy Kim, is she with us? Hallelujah.
Hey, glory, yes, to God. I am here. I'm here.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
God bless you. Yes, I can hear you well now.
Shout out to you.
Hallelujah. I can hear you, woman of God. Praise God. I thank you, Father God, for you being with us on today, having Apostle June Thomas with us. Amen. It is certainly an honor, woman of God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy
Praise
Kim.
God.
Amen.
God.
Woman of God, please share with us, as we were talking earlier, the heart of Yeshua. Oh, my God, today. And what he has shared with you, amen. I am in agreement with it, woman of God. I believe it is a mandate from heaven. Will you now share with the audience, our listening audience, in Jesus' name? The floor is yours.
Hi, everybody. God's greetings. This is the year 5782. In the Jewish calendar, and it's a very important year for several reasons, and it shows us what God is doing in this hour. He wants us to get back the wall. He wants us to stand on the wall again. And if you remember in Nehemiah, the wall was broken down. When the wall is broken down, if you see right now, if you've seen clips, the wall surrounding Jerusalem is a thick, very long distance around. And by the way, did you notice that on that wall is appearing the name of God? The name of God is appearing on the wall at the eastern gate. It's being spelled out by the plants that are on the wall, and nobody can do it. It's way up there. And the name of God is appearing. Listen, this year, I want you to know, 5782, 2021. Last year, 5781, the one is Aleph. Numbers in the Jewish culture are represented by letters, just like letters are represented by numbers. That one is Aleph, and Aleph is silent. But Aleph appears in God's name, Elohim, El Shaddai. God is one. And last year, it seemed as if God was silent. And I want you to know something. Every time God gets ready to move, watch the enemy counterfeit. What people need to know is that Satan lived in heaven. He was one of the three top archangels. He knows the character of God very well. He knows the sounds and the smells and the activities of heaven very well. So he knows better than we do, because we don't allow ourselves to learn the word, to get with God, to find out what God is saying. So we cause this liar to be wiser than we are in the things of God, because he lived with God. So he counterfeited the silent God last year. How did he do it? COVID-19. Didn't it attack our mouths, breathing, wearing a mask? The church was silent. The church did not gather anymore. But all that time, God was working. God's plans are always greater and will always be greater than the enemy's. God was at work. What was he doing? He was saying, enough. Enough of the diva in the church. Enough of the greed. Enough of the lust. Enough of the playing. He's like, enough. So he gave us that chance in the silence to renew our walk with him, to cleanse ourselves. And so now in this year, 5782, that two is Beth. It's the second letter of the alphabet, and it represents the sun. And this is not silent. It's speaking. In the beginning, that Beth proclaims the first letter of our Bible is Bet, the second letter of the alphabet. And Bet is the sun, and he's speaking loud and clear this year. And this is the year that he wants us to stand and declare and decree what he has said. This is the year when the church, the so-called, will be split in two. There'll be the religious, those who do things the same way they've always done. There are even those who are not going back into their churches because they haven't done right. We're watching depositions right now of bishops like Bishop David Taylor, who claimed $4 million one year, 2019, but only spent $70,000 on outreach for the church and spent most of the rest on himself. It's an abomination to God. Enough. So this is the year when God is saying, I'm going to anoint you with the strength of the oxen. I'm going to give you my grace to stand again on the wall. Why is this important? When a wall is broken down, then the enemy rushes in and he does violence. Then he can break the door open. Every evil will come in. So this is the year when God says, no more, enough. The wall is going to be repaired. I love the scripture in, let me go to Nehemiah, that says, the people had a mind to work. The people, Nehemiah 4:6. So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together until the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. The people, God's people, had a mind to work. And so in this hour, God is calling those who he's prepared in various ways and put those finishing touches on last night, last year in the silence. And he's saying, this is the year. This new year began September the 6th, 2021, and will end September the 25th, 2022. This is the year, beginning from the month of September, when we who love the Lord, we who are the bride of Christ, are getting back on the wall. And let me tell you this, why it's important. If you're watching the news, and some of you ought to turn it off, I only watch enough to know what's going on, and that's enough. the media with their lies. Remember, it's powered by the prince of the power of the air. And the lies that are coming forth, counterfeiting that's going on. And as you watch, me coming from a country that became communist, I can see the signs all around me. And we have to stand on the wall and cry out for our children. 40 years, in the last 40 years, this country is not the same. It's unrecognizable. It's unrecognizable in the world. We used to be the leading, and now we're not. And if we're not careful, our walls are so broken down that the enemy will come in unawares. So we need to get back on the wall. And this is why tomorrow, and I didn't even realize the importance of this year beginning September, we are having a prayer event in the South Norfolk area, 1200 Point Dexter Street, South Norfolk, which is really Chesapeake, in Virginia at 9 a.m. Eastern. And we are going to get on the wall. And we're going to cry out for our children, cry out for our spouses, cry out for our health, cry out for our country, cry out for the church at large, the Afghanistan people, the Iranians, the Iranians, the Haitians. We are going to cry out. This is the year. And let me tell you one more thing. 5782 is more than just the year when God is speaking, when the sun is speaking. It's also that Bet is habitation. It's also the sanctuary. It's the house. So he's inhabiting us, and we're ready to stand on the wall. But it's also a Shemitah year or a Shemitah year. The Shemitah year is every 7 years. This is a Shemitah year. God said on the sixth year, the land must rest. He forced a rest last year. See, everybody thinks Satan did COVID. Yes, he did. But God always uses the tool of the enemy for what he's got going on. The land was forced to rest in many ways. It's important that it rest. So in this Shemitah year, this is the year when the land is rested. And so we have to look at our finances. What is God saying about our finances? What is God saying about our lives? What has he asked us to do that we need to obey in the Shemitah year? So there's a lot going on that God is doing, and we've got to position ourselves. We, the church, are the legislative body in the earth. We are the ones who decree and proclaim what thus says the Lord. He has an angel army. The angels, Psalm 103, verse 20, cannot do anything except obey the voice of his word. So his word is not coming out of our mouth. The angels cannot operate. Somebody says there are a lot of angels in the unemployed line. They cannot do anything with us murmuring, complaining, whining, dissenting. This is the year when God said enough. The line is just crossed. The plumb line has been let down. And he says, I am requiring holiness. I am requiring righteousness. I am requiring my people back on the wall. Because he and he alone, God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That has been something that was just pricked my heart, woman of God, earlier this year when he was speaking to me personally about making a declaration that in the face of every enemy, amen, known and unknown, that obedience is my mantle. Hallelujah. Amen. That's my theme. Glory to God. And I just praise God for you being with us on today. But you neglected to note that there's also something happening in October. Would you share that with us?
Well, we want to continue what's going to happen tomorrow in October also. And so it's like we're just taking it one week, one day at a time, because, and I'm seeing the scripture that says in Joshua, you've not walked this way before, so follow the ark. We haven't walked this way before, so we're following closely. It's like I went to get some rug from the store to put down in the church, and I had in my mind the colors I wanted. And when I got into the store to buy it, and I looked up, there was one hidden. It was blue, and God said, that's the one I want. Well, what am I supposed to do? He said, it's my sanctuary. That's what I want, not the one that you want. We're following him step by step. So I feel that in October, probably just around the 9th or the 15th, we'll do this again. So I will let you know, but it's definite. Save the date for October. Definitely going to do something. And we're going to trust God. We have to listen. Our country is in trouble.
Yes. And,
like,
and with that, I will also know.
Yes. It's like the frog
indeed.
In water.
My
and
God.
It's getting hot. And we're getting so used to it. Listen. We're getting so used to it. And we're not fighters. Like somebody remarked, why did the Afghan people just leave their country? Why didn't they fight? Well, it's what we're doing right now. We're just giving in to all that's happening around us. We're not fighting because guess why? We don't know what the word says. We don't know what God wants. We don't know. We're going by what everybody else says. We don't know that John chapter 14, verse 15 and 23 says, if you love me, you show it by doing what? Obeying me.
Yes.
And we don't obey. We don't even know what he wants. So how are we supposed to obey? We're in trouble. We're in deep trouble. The Bible says judgment must first begin in the house of God. And we're not where we should be. He says, if my people, not the world, not the media, not the president, my people who are called by my name, Christians, and we miss one tiny word in there that's important. It says humble, humble, humble yourself. No, we want to jump to the end. We can't. We cannot do anything unless we humble ourselves. We are dominion. He created us in his image. If you cut us open, it says dominion. But our dominion must never, ever be outside of him. It must always be sourced from him. That's what it means to humble ourselves. But no, we're doing our own thing. We're saying our own thing. And we're not asking the master, what do you want? What do you say? That's humbling ourselves. And this is what there's going to be, the bride of Christ. She's readying herself. She knows how to humble herself under the mighty hand of God. Now, once we humble ourselves, then we can pray. Oh, we're praying. Who are we praying to? He's not listening because our hearts aren't humbled under his hand. No. We think we're dominion. We're God. We are dominion. And we are pieces of the rock, but we're not the rock. So this is the hour when we must humble ourselves. Once we do, then we pray. Then we go deeper. We seek his face. And then we have the strength from him to turn from our wicked ways. Some of us think we're okay. We're not. He says we must live holy, and we've missed it for decades. We've missed it. And we want to become like the world, you know, and accept them. No, sin is confrontational. We cannot be a part of the world and accept them all. No, all religions do not lead to heaven. There's only one way, Jesus. And he's the truth. And Satan, John 8:44, is a liar, and he was a liar from the beginning. The Bible says there is no truth in him. And what does he come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job. Doing a good job, and we're helping him by not trusting God. The spirit of fear is so much in the land. That's his spirit. In Christendom, it's the end. The church must decide now which side she stands on, his or her own.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in our present day circumstances and forget that there is a plan that exceeds our own personal goals. My God, today, I just know the word says that if we are careful, that we need to be careful, yes, Holy Ghost, we will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods. And so many are bowing down to this
yes.
Babylonian system. And I believe that God's anger,
mm-hmm.
yes, God's anger is going to burn against them. He will shut up the heavens, that we will not have rain, amen, on our ground. It will not produce, glory to God. And as a result of that, it will soon perish, amen, according to Deuteronomy 11:16. But in this hour, he is telling us to listen, 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 and be obedient to his voice, the voice of God. He's calling us. He's wooing us. The Holy Spirit is waking folks up in the middle of the night. But are you heeding him? Are you listening? Glory to God. Are you obeying? Are you surrendering? Hallelujah. Scripture tells us that it's our obedience, not our sacrifice, that he wants. So, woman of God, I thank you so much for coming and sharing with the people, amen, about this mandate. People of God, listening audience, if you want to be a part of this mandate, it is, I believe, a move and a mandate and a movement of the Holy Ghost. Apostle June Thomas can be reached at, will you give us the website and also your Facebook page, Woman of God?
Yes, I am as in victory, VTTB Ministries. That's Voice to the Believer Ministries.org.
Amen.
Yes.
And also give again the address for Sunday's worship and praise and intercession that's going to go forth at the church, please.
Yes, it's 1200 Point Dexter Street, and that's Chesapeake, Virginia. It's in the historic Norfolk.
Amen. And what's the zip code to, woman of God? Do you know it?
Yes. 2334. Yeah.
2334. Amen. I think it's five numbers, right? For the zip code.
Let me double check. Okay.
Okay. While you're checking.
2334. 2334.
Amen. And again, people of God, that is tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, 9 Eastern sharp. Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the woman of God has new carpet. Hallelujah. So if you want to lay out prostrate, you are welcome to do that. Amen. There is liberty in the house. We want
Amen.
To see and experience, not just see, but experience
Amen.
The glory of God. Amen. So many people say, I want to see the glory. I want to see the glory. Hey, there is more to just seeing the glory. Because when the glory,
mm-hmm.
when the real, oh my God, today, when the real glory shows up, we see the signs, the miracles. Hallelujah. Signs,
we have to
miracles,
be prepared
and
for
the demonstration.
Yes.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. And also, I would add that.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Or the glory
I would also. Yes, ma'am. So if you're coming, come right. Amen. Come right. Come surrendered. Come with your heart open to receive and to hear him speak to you. And whatever strategic instructions he gives you as you go, you are going to be accountable to do that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I would also want to add, amen, that Apostle June Thomas, myself, hallelujah, Evangelist Donna Elliott, Evangelist Dorothy Miller, and Prophet Ken Jackson are going to be in the city of Front Royal, Virginia, December the 12th through the 17th, for Calling the Willing Women, a cry, hallelujah, for repentance revival, restoring the breach. Again, those dates are December the 12th through the 17th. It will be in Front Royal, Virginia, and the details are forthcoming. Amen. Our host is Pastor David Clannigan, a so gracious, humble man of God, and we are so thankful for you hearing the Lord. Amen. And allowing us to use your church for this amazing and awesome mandate. We love you, man of God. Hallelujah. And I would also like to add that in the month of October, look for Men of Standard. Amen. Psalms 1, Men of Standard, with Bishop Dr. Kevin Gross, Apostle Damian Brown, Ken Jackson. God is calling the men to come forth. Amen. Men of Standard, the Psalms 1 men. Men that will not compromise. Men that aren't complacent. Amen. But that are adhering to every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we are looking forward to that again. November. Amen. I'm sorry, October. Glory to God. And the details will be forthcoming. And please go to the Facebook page, PD Westbrook. Glory to God. Thank you so much for being with us on today, Apostle. We love you. Glory to God. We thank you for your obedience in Jesus' name. Listen, people.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Do not doubt what God has done and is saying and has released in your hearing today. There is a release, a new wine that is falling, amen, that is being made available, glory to God. But first and foremost, we must be in position. And the only way that is going to happen is if our hearts have been and are in alignment, in relationship, but not only relationship, but have an intimacy with Yahweh, glory to God. He is creating a path in the midst of the chaos. That path first begins with a heart that says that I am going to walk in complete obedience. Hallelujah. That I am surrendered to the will of God for my life in this hour. We are going to be shifted into a new thing, into a season where God is making all things new, my God, today. And he is saying, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will breach the wall. Amen. Glory to God. I will restore. I will reconcile. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, that cut in sunder the bars of iron, those things that have held you in captivity. Change is here, people of God. Walk into your new now. Listen, he is the Lord God. He is sovereign. He is going and is doing a new thing in this season. And we are at our place of victory. I feel that so strongly in my Holy, Holy Ghost. Amen. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you that you will demonstrate and manifest your glory and your mighty word released. Amen. In this hour and tomorrow in the name of Jesus. And with that being said, people of God, you know, I would be remiss without doing the most important thing, a part of our broadcast, amen, right now. Apostle June Thomas, would you pray for those who have strayed, who need to be reconciled, or who do not know him now, but will know him after this prayer, the sinner's prayer of repentance? Would you pray for those individuals now, woman of God?
Amen. Papa, you bled and died, took our place because your heart broke because of the social distance from you. You couldn't bear to be social distanced from us. You became one of us. You became a man, entrusted yourself to a young girl, became one of us as Jesus, showed us for 3.5 years how we should walk on this earth. And then you allow them to murder you. They plucked your beard. They smacked your cheeks. They blindfolded you and said, prophesy, we hit you. They pierced your forehead with a crown of thorns. They shredded your back in anger and rage from the enemy. And yet, you said not a word, not a word. You went like a lamb to the slaughter for the joy that was set before you. You just despised the shame you endured for us. Papa, send your word, send your truth, send your spirit to those that you bled and died for, that you love best, who do not know you, who strayed from you. Send your word. You said, except you draw them to Jesus, they cannot come. So draw them, Lord. Draw them to Jesus, wherever they are. Hound of heaven, Holy Spirit, go after them. Don't let another wounded soldier die. Save their souls, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory for doing it. For your glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Silence. And this silence speak. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to believe God now, people of God. He can take you from where you are now to where you are to be. Fulfill your purpose. Fulfill your calling. Everyone listen, listen, listen. Shabbat the Lord. And expect a great move of God in your lives during this season. We decree and declare your mighty acts, Father God. You are almighty God, all-knowing, all-seeing, and everywhere at once. Do not despair, people of God. Hallelujah. But you have hope now. Believe in God. Have a relationship with him. Further your relationship with him. Hallelujah. This is your way of growing and of growing to knowing and moving in him. Glory to God. Your obedience will lead you and guide you and instruct you as you draw near to him and have sweet fellowship with him. I pray may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you in Jesus' name. And now, Father God, I am so grateful for this broadcast. I'm so grateful for your glory, even being present now. And those who are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast, experience this great manifestation of your power and your presence. Touch the life and the nature of God within them. Change. I decree change is taking place now in the name of Jesus. I want to say thank you for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Apostle Dr. June Thomas. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and Elation Radio family, iHeart, Spreaker Radio, YouTube, for this platform and for you, God's people, and our listening audience I pray the Lord God will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us this Shabbat Saturday, Apostle June Thomas, my God today. And all of you, please come back next Saturday, 3 p.m., amen, Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station. And thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Hallelujah. Our producer, I love you, woman of God. I thank God for your example and for your heart and for your tenacity, for your strength, for your courage. Hallelujah. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. I love you, everyone. Shalom. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. I am a winner. Look at your name and say, I see the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. Tell them you got victory. You gotta speak victory over your life. Nothing can stop me. Yeah, nothing can block me.